God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. Jason is there with you. Katie X is with you too. How you doing, Katie?
Doing great. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing awesome. We're going to talk about the sovereignty of God tonight. Thanks for tuning in to Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. Want to encourage you to not be silent as well. We've got to get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in all that we do, in action and in word. Do not keep silent. Katie, as we get started for this half hour, wanted to find out again, what are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about the sovereignty of God.
The sovereignty of God. So, are we going to talk about that word sovereignty?
We are. We are going to talk about it.
So it'll be kind of explained for those going, what is it?
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure. So
yep. It's
friends,
coming.
Friends, if you're going, well, that's a really big word. I have no idea what it means. Well, we're going to explain it and tell you why it is so important to your Christian faith. In Almighty God. And I don't want to say this is going to be completely life-changing for everybody, but for some of you, I think it's going to be. Because, friends, who is your faith and hope and trust in? If it's in yourself, if it's in your boss, if it's in, I don't know, something. Well, maybe it's time to put your faith and hope and trust in Almighty God tonight. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Katie, let's get into it. The sovereignty of God.
All right. Well, you know, as we've recently come out of the year of 2020, after going through that year, God's sovereignty should be especially important in our faith lives. So if you've been around churches or Christians for a while, you've probably heard that God is sovereign. Maybe you've even heard that in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. But what does that really mean, and how should God's sovereignty affect our lives?
That is a super awesome question. I love that question.
Well, good. We're going to answer it.
Yes. What does that really mean, and how should God's sovereignty affect our lives?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark.
Yes.
So let's answer it.
Most simply, the word sovereign itself means supreme power or authority. So the word sovereign originates from the late 13th or early 14th centuries in the language of Latin, actually. And then it was used in Old French, and then it came to English. I just like words, so, yeah. You know, language
is
cool.
Oh, I love it. That's why we got you on the program.
Right. So the word sovereign is often associated with, like, the highest ruler or leader or something like that. So those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ believe that the God of the Bible is the only true God. So he is, therefore, the supreme God of the universe. He is the highest ruler of the entire creation. So scripture makes it clear that there is no one greater than our God. So he is clearly the sovereign God. Remember, sovereign means that highest ruler or leader, supreme power or authority. That would be God. So you may be wondering, where exactly does scripture say that?
Ah.
Guess what? I'm going to tell you a few places. So one place, Jeremiah 10, verses 6 and 7. Says, no one is like you, Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. Who should not fear you, King of the nations? This is your due. Among all the wise leaders of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. 1 Samuel 2 verse 2 simply says, there is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Psalm 86, verses 8 through 10, says, among the gods there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Now, all those references have been out of the Old Testament, so you may be wondering, what about the New Testament? You know what? God's still sovereign there, too. So Jude 1, verse 4, and there we see that Jesus, being fully God, is also sovereign. Jude 1, 4 says, For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord.
Wow.
Yep.
I have not read that in a while.
Clearly, you should go back and read the book of Jude. It's pretty short. It's only one chapter.
And you know what? Let's just encourage our listeners to go read it. Friends, if you are struggling about this regarding God being sovereign and you're like, well, should I really trust him? Should I trust something else? The book of Jude, in my humble opinion, knocks it out of the park. Because God is God and we are not. In there, it even talks about some guys wrestling for some bones, if I haven't forgotten. But it's somebody's bones that are super important. And it's an angel and, well, you'll see when you get there. Because God is totally in control. It really comes down to, are we going to have the faith to trust in God? Or are we going to have the faith that we trust in human ways? Again, Katie, if you don't mind, let's have you share that one more time. That is such a great verse. The Jude 1, verse 4. It's really 4.
Well, yeah.
There's only one chapter.
Exactly. So Jude 1, verse 4 says, "For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord." And there you go.
That is so good. And friends, I just want to encourage you. We're going to continue on, but I truly encourage you. I do this, I want to say, hopefully every day, but I at least do this for sure every other day, every week. I do my best to try to just say, okay, where does God need to be working in my life more? Where do I need to basically be open to changing? Where do I need to say, okay, this is actually me and this isn't of God? Friends, I encourage you to start doing that. You've heard me say this phrase a lot the last year, but this new year, take a good look in the mirror, really, and ask God, reveal to me where I have, well, wow. This is so amazing. Where have I basically perverted the grace of God into license for immorality and denying Jesus Christ and denying the sovereignty of God? I mean, that is how serious this really is. Would you agree, Katie?
I do agree.
So, friends, we just encourage you. And we're not sitting here bashing you with a pipe or something. We're not. It's just, this is scripture. This is straight from God. My goodness. Good stuff here.
It is. The Bible's always good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, you're tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. What else we got here, Katie?
All right. Well, we just shared some verses that talk about how there is no other like our God. He is clearly the supreme ruler, the sovereign, all of that. Well, that's all fine and good, but how does that matter for our daily lives living in this world? Well, here's the thing. We have the opportunity to serve the supreme authority of the universe. So in our sinfulness, we often think that we humans are the ones who should be worshipped. And we often apply that to ourselves, that we are worthy of praise. You know, look at all the great things I have done and all that, right? But the truth is, God is the only one who is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. In Revelation 4, verse 11, it says just that. It says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." So we do have fellow humans in authority over us while on this earth, simply to maintain order. But the truth is that all people are sinful, just like each one of us. Sinful people are not worthy of our worship. The one true God is. He is the only one who is sovereign. We should not desire to serve those who are sinful like us, but we should desire to serve the one holy and perfect God of the universe, the supreme authority over everything.
Yes, absolutely. Friends, I so encourage you to go to worldviewwarriors.org, hit the blog tab, and just start reading the recent posts. Our bloggers, again, this is my humble opinion, but our bloggers have just been knocking it out of the park over the last few weeks easily, if not before that. But I just bring it up because, friends, there is such good information there, not just for you, but even for your friends, your family. Take these, please, take them. They're free. Take them and share them, okay? If you're not going to get together with people over a Zoom call and do a Bible study or something with people and talk about them. Friends, you will be challenged. You're going to be equipped to serve Christ in all that you do. Again, worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I so encourage you to check that out. And before we get to our next little section, Katie, can you just talk about again what the Bible says about? You released this book back in 2019, two years ago now.
Almost been 2 years ago. It was the end of January 2019.
So, just what is that book about and how can they even get it?
All right. Well, it's about just what the Bible says about a whole bunch of different topics, really. We have things in there from, you know, what the Bible says about work and money and love, addictions, miracles, authority, all sorts of stuff. There's more than 50 different topics in there. And each topic's discussion is laid out in a pretty systematic manner, including some personal stories and examples and, just scriptures. Lots and lots of scripture passages about what the Bible says about all these different topics. And if you're interested in where you can find that, you can just go to worldviewwarriors.org, and right there on the homepage, you'll see a list of paperback books and also Kindle books. It is available on both. You can just click what the Bible says about, and it'll take you directly to Amazon, and you can just go ahead and buy it right there.
Absolutely. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
The true God-fearing church, and not just the building, but the people making up those places, well, seemingly we're struggling to overcome the evils that the brothers and sisters are falling into. Friends, Christians are called to love and love justly. We are to do everything we can to help bring the Holy Spirit to people and lead them away from the flesh and into a reborn nature. But when brothers are against brothers, sisters against sisters, how can we maintain that sense of unity? Not only do we then not express our love and joy of what God has blessed us with, but our spirits weaken and become dull due to the empathy we either don't give or receive. Friends, dig more into this idea, go check out our blog post by Eric Hansen titled Spiritual Anxiety.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Friends, does that sound like the headlines we read today? It amazes me that the more this world changes, the more it remains the same. Jesus, as well as many other prophets, warned us about circumstances that are happening today. In 2 Peter 3, Peter warns of the last days and writes about the world being destroyed by fire. He also states that scoffers will come and deliberately forget that the world was once destroyed by a worldwide flood. Doesn't that sound a little like the events happening today? Regardless of what happens in this world, our hope needs to be in Jesus Christ, not in people. To dig more into this idea, go find my blog post titled, The Sky is Falling.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I am so thankful that you are tuned in to the program tonight. Hope you're being encouraged and equipped in your faith in Jesus Christ. I hope you're really being challenged tonight as well. And before we get back to what we've been discussing, just wanted to tell you a little bit about Worldview Warriors. A couple of our core values is Jesus' life. The rest is details. Friends, we love him, and for this reason, we don't apologize for the gospel and challenge students, their parents, grandparents even, to build their life on faith in Jesus Christ. You can dig into Romans 1, 16 and 17 to see where we stand regarding that. And also, the Bible can be trusted, and it provides the only coherent framework for life. We can find, well, the scripture to support that in 2 Timothy 3, 16. Again, you can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, thanks for tuning in to the program. And don't forget as well, there's some, well, things you can go find, like our paperback books and our Kindle books and all that good stuff. You can also find our podcast, Do Not Keep Silent, there as well. Again, we are on Facebook. Don't want you to forget about good old Facebook. There are days it's like, should we still be there or not? Does that make any sense, Katie?
It does, it yeah. Does.
There, because there's days, friends, it's like, did that even go up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're still there. Most people are. So you can find us there at Worldview Warriors or Do Not Keep Silent. Katie Erickson also has her own page as well. I think it says Supply Preacher's job.
I don't even know. I've got so many jobs, I just don't even know what it says anymore.
And you can also find mine, Jason Dezurik, D-E-Z-U-R-I-K. Again, that's Jason Dezurik, D-E-Z-U-R-I-K. And let's continue on talking about the sovereignty of God.
All right, well, just want to remind you what sovereign means again. Remember, the word sovereign itself means supreme power or authority. And it's often associated with like the highest ruler or leader. So, you know, we as Christ followers believe that the God of the Bible is, of course, the sovereign God, the sovereign ruler of all the universe. So we were talking about how, you know, God's sovereignty, just how does this matter in our daily lives, right? Well, the next aspect we're going to look at is the aspect of obedience and trust. So do you know every single thing that is happening everywhere in the world right now at this moment? I'm going to guess you probably don't.
No, I don't.
You may not even know what's happening in your own world right now, quite honestly, much less the whole world and the billions of people in it, right?
Right.
Well, how about everything that has ever happened or will ever happen to all people in all times and in all places? Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah, no way. Well, you know what? God does. God knows that. He knows everyone. He knows every person. He knows every detail, every thought, every word, every action about every single person who has ever or will ever live. So would you rather trust someone who only knows a teeny tiny fragment of maybe a few people's lives, or would you rather trust the God who knows everything? So God, being all-knowing and all-present, can fully be trusted. We are called to be obedient to him and trust in him because he has proven over and over again that he is worthy of our trust. You can read any story in the Bible and see how God handled it perfectly. Well, the humans in it just really messed things up because they didn't have the full picture of what was going on. We are just like that. So we can and we should trust in God and be obedient to him because of his sovereignty.
You know, I'm just going to stop you there, Katie, because what's coming to my mind right now, again, you know, friends, we don't talk about our resources super much here, but you, well, came out with another book called God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges. And while mm-hmm. you're reading that mm-hmm. and sharing that with us, that came to my mind because when you think about the Book of Judges,
that's like the whole story of the Book of Judges.
That's what it is, isn't it?
It's people messing things up and God coming in and being like, well, I got to save them again. They don't know what's going on.
And God staying sovereign.
Oh, yeah. Always. Uh-huh.
So, friends, with that, I want to encourage you. Again, the name of that resource, it's in paperback and on Kindle, is God is Good. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Now, some people may be wondering, well, why is that resource such a big deal with this? Well, I'll just say this. The reason I absolutely love it is because, and correct me if I'm wrong, you went through the entire book of Judges.
Yep.
And looked at every single story and
yep.
did a little chapter on each section of that.
Right? Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of stories, of course, that are very long.
Yes.
You know, so I did multiple chapters, like, kind of break it out into sections and all that, kind of look at each piece. But, yeah, I go through the entire Book of Judges in the book God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges.
Right.
And kind of, you know, give you the scripture for a lot of it and just kind of break it down of like, all right, here's what was going on, you know, historically in that context. Here's what God was doing. And here's what we can learn from that for our lives today.
And the reason, another reason I love it. So, like, how you've been hearing Katie explaining what sovereignty is. She does that with other things in this book, like, what's an ephod?
And why do we even care about that?
Who cares about that? What's a shrine? Okay, that's a word some people are hearing about. But she actually explains what they are before getting into, stories that talk about them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you know what on God's green earth that is before you can get to it. I mean, look, friends, there's times where I'm like, what does this word even mean? I have no idea. What is this? Well, an ephod... basically, what is it?
It's basically like the garment that they would wear to do like the sacrifices and stuff like that.
Right. So kind of like a shirt.
Yeah, but really fancy.
Right.
And it's really important actually in the story of Gideon towards the end. So you kind of need to know what an ephod is before you can really understand what happened at the very end of the Gideon narrative.
Well, the reason I picked ephod, friends, is because that is not a word we use today.
It's not even a thing we generally use today. Like, that was more of, like, an ancient Israel thing. I mean, there's probably some Jews that still use them. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know.
And I bring it up because there are words that, well, sometimes we Christians like to use, and some people call it Christianese.
Like sovereign?
Yes, yes. But one thing we just believe God has called us to do is help explain these things so that we understand them so we can actually live out our lives for Christ in the real world and hopefully help you to do that. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in, friends. Let's wrap up this part of the program, though, Katie. And we'll just keep trucking.
All right. So the last thing I want to talk about with God's sovereignty is that it should give us immense comfort and peace. Because this world is scary. There's no doubt about that. Lots of bad things can happen to us in this world because of the sinfulness of ourselves and our fellow humans. But nothing, and I mean nothing, should truly scare us when we know that God is sovereign. While he does not control us, he has this entire world in his hand and under his control. Yes, very bad things can and likely will happen to each of us. But God is bigger and more powerful than anything that this world can give us. You know, the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in 2020, it just seems to have taken over our whole world. And many people are living in great fear of it. But God is still bigger. Our loved ones, even we ourselves, may get COVID-19 or cancer or any number of other ailments. But does that mean that God is no longer in control? Definitely not. When bad things happen to us, that gives God the opportunity to show his sovereignty in our lives. We should take comfort in the fact that God is still God, no matter what is happening on this earth. And he still loves his creation more than our minds can comprehend. God's sovereignty allows us to serve the almighty and powerful ruler of the universe and give him the glory that he is due. We can trust him and live our lives in obedience to him because he is worthy of our trust. We can have comfort and peace, knowing that God is always in control and that his loving plans for us will be fulfilled. So knowing that, think about how you've seen God's sovereignty play out and how can you better serve, trust, and be comforted by him in the year to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's here now.
Well, but we always have a year to come.
That is true. And with that, friends, I just want to challenge you. And Katie, if you don't mind, if you could put this posting up at Do Not Keep Silent on Facebook so people could go there. And if you're not on Facebook, it's totally fine.
You can just find it at worldviewwarriors.org. You can click on blog, search for the sovereignty of God, and you'll see my name and my smiling face there, and you can read more about it there.
Absolutely. And friends, I just want to challenge you, wherever you're at in your relationship with God, okay? Wherever you're at, God is sovereign. He truly is. God is a healing God. He loves you. I just want to encourage you, stop being anxious. Stop fearing things you cannot control. And that's so much. So many of us today, I think, it seems so many of us, at least today, want to control things that we just cannot control. Please consider that, friends. Again, God is a God of healing, and this is Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
My family and I have been a part of a Christian health co-op since 2008. With our family of eight, we have dealt with many, many health concerns over the years. Now, just one of those concerns happened in 2017 when I suffered a life-threatening stroke, needed to be life-flighted to a hospital, and even had emergency life-saving brain surgery performed on me. To this day, I'm still amazed and thankful, not only for those who took care of me, but for the incredible healing hand of Almighty God on me personally. Believers in Christ, we need to look to Almighty God and His ways and put them into practice in the real world, allowing God to get the credit where credit is due. If this idea interests you at all, please go check out my blog post titled, There is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way.
Find us online
at
Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.